Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back, one of my favorites. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. We have a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of information there that you can find easily, very easily, organized and categorized so you can find what you need. So check it out. And if you don't have anything on your mind, just go to the homepage and look around. You'll find something there, I think, that will interest you. Having a great visit with our new friend Kurt Badenhausen. Kurt is with Forbes. He's a senior editor there, and we're talking about the Forbes list of best small companies in America, available in the current issue of Forbes magazine, also at Forbes.com. Kurt, in the previous segment, I think the list that you have right now is the reason I think it may be the most interesting one ever is because these are companies that are thrive, not just thriving, they're blowing the doors off in the face and have been. Obviously, the performance that you're recognizing them for now was for a year or over a year or two that they've been putting this together. So these are companies that have found something out. They're not either they're countercyclical with the recession, or they're recession proof, or they're just darn good managers. And maybe a combination of all those things, but give us first one is Medifast. What do they do? What do those guys do? Number one,
Medifast, they sell prepackaged meal plans, cost an average of $11 per day, and they've really tapped into this obsession around the United States with weight loss. You know, we've got people going either one way.
I prefer to think of it as being is obsession with being healthy, Kurt.
That's the story I'm
sticking to.
this company, this country seems to diverge into two ways, two paths. Either people are, all getting healthy and doing triathlons, or they're becoming very obese.
Let's not lose our head on the triathlon thing there. I'm just going for the walk around the park.
But
what did Medifast do that, they got lots of competitors. What distinguishes them?
They've really made it easy for people, to lose weight.
So you think they listened to customers? You think that's what they did?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and they have a few advantages. But they've also, they also have physicians prescribing their supplements.
Value added,
which is certainly an advantage, and it's not something that say Nutrisystem has the advantage of having.
Listening to customers and adding value. How about that?
People, yeah, absolutely.
And we can all do that.
People like to listen to their doctor, and when their doctor tells them to do something, they usually follow it. So, that's an area that Medifast has tapped into. But they've run into problems. They've run into some issues as well, where people have been accused of it being a pyramid scheme.
Right.
And Medifast lashed back and has sued for defamation.
Interesting.
They don't think it's a pyramid scheme. But,
right.
The companies that we have that we've chosen for this list certainly have experienced tremendous growth. That doesn't mean that they haven't had to deal with certain issues. Certainly all the weight loss, Nutrisystem has had terrific growth, but the stock has disappointed investors.
Right. These are all publicly traded. Now I see one here, WebMD Health. Is that a Phoenix? Is that the one that rose? I mean, there was WebMD for a long time, WebMD.com. Is this associated with that group?
That's the same company.
They went down and they've risen from the ashes. Apparently,
they've risen from the ashes. Earnings have increased 103% annually the past 5 years, and they've had tremendous success. They've created a company where when the company first came out, they were just trying to kind of capitalize on the internet boom. But they run medical websites basically, and everybody when they have a health problem, turns to the internet now.
So what do you think that they've done? What have they done that distinguishes them, do you think? How did they go from being bankrupt, basically? And I think the people who own it now bought that company, if I remember correctly. And so how did they raise this phoenix from the ashes?
Well, I mean, what they did was they created a sustainable business, opposed to just trying to be the fastest growing internet company. And so what they did was
a real
like
business
a lot of,
model.
You know, fast growing companies have to mature. You have to look at, you know, all parts of the business and not just be, you know, concerned with the growth and build out the infrastructure of the business, bring in management that can take this company further and continue to have, you know, prolonged success.
So they had to go, they had to convert from being entrepreneurs to managers.
Absolutely. You know, you've got to be able to make that transition, whether you're WebMD or, you know, Facebook or, you know, any company that has experienced tremendous growth. To take it to the next level, you need experienced management to come in.
This is one of the big issues for small businesses, Kurt, is, you know, you got to have an entrepreneurial, you know, wild person to get something out of the ground, to create something that nobody else thought that could be done, to pull right, you know, create something from nothing against all odds. You got to have somebody like that. But that doesn't, and that person can hang in there for a while, but that doesn't mean that when the company matures and they need to get to the next level, that may not be the same person to get them there. And that's a lesson that we can learn from WebMD Health, I think. But it's interesting, we got 3 of the 10 companies, Medifast, Nutrisystem, and WebMD, 3 of the 10 are health related. So I think that's interesting. So maybe that's good news for America, Kurt. Quick break. Kurt Badenhausen is our guest. He's with Forbes. You can find this list at Forbes.com and also in the magazine. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.